My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Did you see the Tennessee story before we get rolling into that? So according to a lot of apparently Tennessee fans are upset. I don't think they're going to be that upset very long because I think they're going to go to Oklahoma this weekend. And I'm sorry, Owen, I think they're going to bury the Sooners. They have not looked good in their first three games of the season there. I think Tennessee's offense is very, very good. Either way, the reason why it's a big story is that right now, the University of Tennessee has opened up their ticket prices for 2025. Their athletic director, Danny White, announced a decision to add a talent fee to season and single game tickets in order to help fund the proposed revenue sharing with the athletes. As part of the plan, I'm just looking at this from CBS, but everybody hasn't. Tennessee will add a 10% premium charge to tickets that will go directly to athletes starting in 2025. After the Volunteers reached 20 wins over the last 2 years, for the first time in decades, Tennessee football season tickets are projected to increase an additional 4.5%. So the question is raised, because if it works in Tennessee, which they're getting 105,000 people there, so I'm sure that there's some people going, absolutely not, and I'm sure there's some other people from every corner of Tennessee going, I'll buy their tickets, I'll go ahead and do it. All right, do you think that this is a trickle-down effect to Ohio State? Will you pay more for already obscene ticket prices for Ohio State football, Tone?
No, and I'm somebody who doesn't donate to the school and doesn't ever feel the need.
Now, why don't you donate to school?
To cough up another dollar. Well, until I get in the alumni magazine, it's not happening. Boy, I feel like Ken Carmen all of a sudden.
Wow.
I think this
What did I say? What the hell did I say?
Oh, in the past, I feel like you have gotten overlooked by your alma maters.
Well, I've never talked about it. You feel I've been overlooked?
I feel like you have.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to rectify it as we speak.
Okay, well, please put in a good word for me.
Campaign for you, yes.
I think this is a terrible idea for a school like Tennessee. I mean, the first thing that this does, right? The first thing this does is it adds pressure, because it's one thing if you just have fans, the casual fan, right, that goes to the games, pays for parking, buys merchandise, goes to the store, you know, brings back nostalgia every time they walk around campus. Like, that's a good, warm, and fuzzy feeling, right, that you have and that connection you have with your fan base and your supporters and your alumni. The minute you go above and beyond and say, we need more money from you, what does that do? Well, it obviously takes away some of those warm and fuzzies and now puts an added amount of pressure. Now, all of a sudden, you have a bad stretch. Like, let's say you have a Florida State 0-3, right? Let's say you get off to a rough start. You lose to some teams you didn't think you would be losing to. I mean, what are the fans going to do? Now the expectations have gone up because they're paying even more money and they're getting less in return. Now, what? They're gonna want their money back? Well, they know they can't get that. So what are they going to do? They're going to voice their displeasures other ways. And then if you feel like you're not getting your money's worth, you're never giving back. So I think it's a very, very dangerous road to go down.
I think it's a little scary on that end, but I also think that it's a hell of a way to incentivize things, is it not? Does this not help hold the feet to the fire on a lot of athletic directors out there to hire the right people, not have to fire the wrong people? Do you understand what I'm saying there? Like
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you
going to say? Your assumption in the SEC that Tennessee doesn't already feel that heat?
Oh, I think they feel that heat regardless, but I do think this is another system of checks and balances. This will have, whether they are we've seen some terrible Tennessee teams in the past, my God, and we've seen some embarrassing Tennessee teams in the past. I've not seen bad Ohio State football since, the 6-6 year, and even some of those games were good, but I haven't seen bad Ohio State football since the whole mess up after Jim Trussell and we were waiting the year for Urban Meyer. Other than that, it's been outstanding. So I think that that would pay off for Ohio State. A place like Tennessee, I think that can go either way. I think that adds even more pressure to a place like Tennessee where you have some athletes there, but naturally you're in a tough position to win at the level that you've won before. Do you not agree with me on that? Like Ohio State, I think, is ripe for the picking to go, yeah, go ahead, add a 10% fee in there. I know it's more of a wine and cheese crowd than it's ever been, which a lot of hardcore Ohio State fans hate when I say that, but I think they feel it's true because they're the ones watching at home now, not in the stadium because the prices are, $300 just to get in to watch them play some of these MAC schools, for crying out loud, if you want a really good seat there. So I think that some folks are thinking, well, yeah, go ahead and throw another 10% on it if it's going to mean to keep our players here.
This is where you always run the risk, right, of, rubbing your customers, your partners.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the wrong way. A school like Ohio State, now maybe think, Kenny, I sound right now naive, and eventually this is going to be normalized around college football, even at the biggest programs. But I think Ohio State doesn't need to do this right now. You saw how much money they raised already without needing to nickel and dime. And look, there are a number of events throughout the year. I've been to the golf outings. I've seen the amount of money raised for Ohio State athletics and the Buckeye cruises and the different events that they have that pour in the amount of money they have. If you go that extra step, there is no turning back. And your relationship with your fan base and your alumni, your supporters, your boosters, you don't ever want that to turn sour. And like the times have been good. You know, you've had really good football, but the entire thing is changing. You know, there are going to be seasons now when schedules ultimately change and you have your just your super conferences and you're not scheduling MAC teams and you're not scheduling Youngstown State. You know, you're going to end up with three losses, four losses. I don't care who you are. You're going to have down years.
You are.
This is forever going to change. And do you know what your fan base is going to do with that if they feel like they are on the hook even more than just your normal season tickets?
But I think they'll do it regardless because I think that this has happened. There's years where the wheels start to loosen and fall off at the end, and schools will tell you that they see the loss in donations towards the end of a football season if things aren't going the right way. I think that happens regardless. Let me tell you two things as well. Has it been over a year since you've been to the last golf outing or big fundraiser at Ohio State?
Yeah.
Has it been over a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I imagine since Izzy was born, you haven't been able to do a lot of that stuff. And I knew you did do a lot of that stuff. But let me ask you this, or let me bring this up into you. Over this last year when they got beat by Michigan and they got hammered in that fourth quarter in that run game, that was when they really started to hand out the coffee cans going, how much do you love Ohio State?
Yes.
And the blitz was on. So they already bring in a lot of money. They wanted even more money. And if they don't even have to do it, which is what you quoted there, they don't need to do it, why are we talking about naming rights for Ohio Stadium, for crying out loud, a few weeks ago? They don't have to do that either. Doesn't mean that they won't do it. You brought it up yourself.
Oh, it is happening.
So why wouldn't they throw an extra 10% fee on top of those tickets and say, you love Ohio State football. We love Ohio State football. You like competing with Georgia and Alabama and everybody else to win. We like to do it too. Show us how much you love it. Show us how much you enjoy Ohio State football.
Yeah, well, Ohio State, again, I don't think Ohio State's in the same predicament that some of these schools are. They've shown that they have no problem fundraising.
It's true, but they want to fundraise even more.
To what extent is there going to be, do you think at some point there are going to be limitations once there's a new governing body? It won't be called the NCAA, it'll be called something different. But eventually, don't you think this is going towards, down the road, some sort of a salary cap, some sort of regulated money stream outside of just the normal Big Ten?
I think it is. My vision for it is eventually we will get to just the SEC and the Big Ten. They may keep those names for branding, but it's going to be those schools. And I think that some of those schools that are in those conferences are going to get kicked out. And that's how seriously that we are only going to take those teams very seriously. And then everybody else, they can go do their own thing. And then eventually, I think to protect each other, they will have a salary cap. But until then, it's the Wild West. And, Ross Bjork is charged with going out and raising all the funds he possibly can, making the smart choices to hire the people that he possibly can. So Ross Bjork, he doesn't have a timeline on when this could happen. This could happen in 3 years, more than likely not. This could happen in 20 years. Well, Ross Bjork's not going to be the I almost called him the general manager, the athletic director at Ohio State Athletics in 20 years. He has to do what he's charged with doing right now. So he has to go out there and do as much as he can. That's why, naming rights are there. They don't have to raise more money. But if they can, they will. Because once you get a taste of winning, why can't I just win some more? Why can't I make sure that a guy like Jonathan Smith stays for another year instead of goes off to the NFL draft? Or all of a sudden we have ourselves, which he'd probably go off the NFL draft anyway, so that's a bad example. Or making sure that some of the guys that are around him, maybe they stay. Maybe I make sure that they stay with a little added incentive. And why do I need to go out and hand the coffers when I have a revenue stream coming in where I can go, okay, he can have a little bit bigger of a piece of a pie. I think that this is only the beginning, Anthony. I think it's going everywhere. I think it's going to go to Ohio State. I think it's going to go to Michigan. I think at some of these places it will backfire. But I think at some of these places it's an incentive. And for an Ohio State fan, if you are a Bengals fan or a Steelers fan or a Browns fan, hate to say it, but you know it's like, well, I'm going to pay an extra 10% on my Buckeyes seats, and they're kicking ass. I know they're doing the right thing with my money. What are my professional teams giving me? I think it's a way to get into that revenue stream and take some of that money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.